for Halloween.
It was so cute.
I know I've had lots of stuff, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
But I thought that might remind us today about Halloween. And that's what we'll talk about today. What we remember about Halloween. Everybody's had stories about Halloween. I was trying to think of one myself. I know one time when I was a little girl, I had a paper sack, and we had pumpkins with candles in them. And the candle from the pumpkin lit the paper sack on fire, and there went all my treats. So after that, I didn't have candles anymore in my pumpkin when I went around. That's one of the things I remembered, but I remember always having some kind of costume on and going around for tricks or treats to the neighbors. We lived in St. Paul, so we had neighborhoods. Now, I know it must have been different on the farms. Anybody want to tell me about Halloween? How about you, Ray?
Well, I lived by the schoolhouse in 1952. And next morning, all the it was on the side.
Oh.
I happened to be on the school board, so I had to go and tip them up.
You did? Oh, gosh. Huh? Were there lots of them tipped over?
No, there were two singles, and afterwards we built a double one.
Mm.
And the double one was tipped.
Oh, this is by the school. Oh. How about when you were a boy? Did you do pranks on Halloween?
No.
You were a good boy.
No.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Oh, sure. How about you, Martha? Do you remember something about Halloween?
Well, I remember we raised the pumpkins and we made jack-o'-lanterns, but we lived on a farm and we never got to going very far to use our jack-o'-lanterns. Just to enjoy making them.
Did you do that on Halloween or before?
Well, we made them just before
Halloween. Your mother make pumpkin pie out of the inside? No?
Well, we had enough pumpkins, so it didn't make any difference.
How about you, Anna?
Well, I don't know. I could never run very fast. I was a slow poke behind. Okay. When they'd go Halloween and rap on the windows and put chalk on the windows and such like.
Uh-huh. You went along, but you couldn't, but you got caught?
I'd be the last one, and they'd always say, any hard to catch from anyhow.
Did you wear a costume?
No, I never put on costumes. We did just run along with the gang.
Mostly your family or your neighbor?
Well, the neighbors, all the boys would pitch in and run around. Of course, they put chalk on the windows, you know. And that's the fun of it. Next day to get that chalk off, and they'd be hollering at the kids what they done.
Did they give candy to the kids in those days,
yes,
or apples?
Yes, they'd give us an apple. And of course, there's always plenty of apples all the time, all over, you know. It wasn't like it is now. Everybody had apple trees.
Oh, sure. That was fun.
Yeah, so you'd be all tired out when you get home.
Mm-hmm. It was night, of course, dark.
That was the fun of it.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any celebrations in school for Halloween?
No, not only writing notes and such like. I went out to District 41. That was where I went all my life. Till they moved it off of it. It's on the fairground now.
Oh, yes. Mm. Does it look the same as it did then to you?
Oh, yes. Man, that school was so full. I don't know where we all sat.
How many were in the room?
About 30.
Oh, my. That's a crowd.
Yeah.
That was a big group.
Well, it was a small schoolhouse, but there was three rows of seats in there. And there was a stove like table right in the middle. And then a teacher go up to, or send somebody up to Shrums or Prales. They were about a little ways up, you know. And then one time they packed the stove full and then they tipped it over.
Oh.
All right. Did we get a penance then?
Well, 30 was a big school.
Oh, yes, sure it was. It was so full, the last one had to sit the sisters in the teacher's place. You were late, you sat the teacher's on the desk till they moved that off. It got so full. My husband used to drive the kids to school, and there was about 15 of us in that sleigh.
Every day?
Every day.
How far was it from your house?
Well, we had about a half a mile from, I lived where John, Bill lives now. And down there, the schoolhouse was on the crossing there where the machine shops are now. They moved it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a long ways when there was no roads.
Sure.
A lot of time, and you had those long coats on, long clothes on. And the boys would go ahead and make a path, and sometimes they'd carry us on the back, on their back across the snow.
Pretty deep.
We earned our school days hard. Today the bus comes along and run off to the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Now we climb in the sleigh box.
Jesse, do you remember something about Halloween?
Well, us, my brother and I, we were the only two that grew up. And we were, when we were kids, we were not allowed to go around to the neighbors.
Oh, you weren't?
At night. So our enjoyment for Halloween would be for the Halloween supper. We had our mother's chicken pie, and we wait for that from year to year.
Oh. That was every Halloween. Ah.
And of course, we had, would have apples. And they were bottom apples. We didn't have apple trees that had winter apples.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we always had apples in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Did you dunk for them?
What?
Did you dunk for them?
No. My mother was brought up with that, and she said they'd always have the floor nice and wet, and somebody'd have to wipe it up.
Oh, so you just ate them. A lot less messy.
Quite so. So that's about what we had.
Did you dress up in something special?
Oh, no.
Just had your party with your chicken pie.
Just started four.
Did you carve out pumpkins?
We did for a while, but I never did. I didn't have hands strong enough just to do it. My mother did that.
She did.
But that wasn't too funny either, because most everybody had pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know of anything else. Only what Mr. Lau mentioned, that happened to us.
Tipping over the
Uh-huh.
Somebody did it to you.
Yeah.
Who had to tip it back up?
Oh, of course. I suppose my dad did.
I suppose.
Or my mother. Both of them.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That seemed to be a popular trick.
Yeah.
Mm. Tilly, do you remember something about Halloween when you were growing up?
Before our park, we didn't dare to go any place at night, so the teachers always had some surprise for us at school. We had a Halloween party of some kind. And the Friday before, we'd be making something for us. We'd draw, you know. She'd have us color and draw. And then we'd decorate the school instead of the windows.
That looked nice.
Yeah. Mm. The color pumpkins, you know, and teach how to do it.
Did you carve pumpkins too and put candles in them?
No, I didn't have a candle. Boyfriend said it was weird. Sometimes you bring them to the school and they do that.
Did you dress up in some special costume?
No, I don't think we did. I don't remember that we did.
Do you have special treats in school though?
Yeah, then you don't have a treat for it.
Remember what the treat was? Was it apples too? Probably.
Yeah, I think so. I never went anywhere.
How many were in your class, in your school?
Well, the whole school, I went to District 48. There was a, well, there must have been a lot of stuff. There was 8 grades and there was 8 schools. But for you,
yes.
I was a teacher down here. We went together to school.
Oh, you did?
And he had so many brothers. So I always went to my brother's way at school at one time. So we'd walk up to the corner, and they'd go west, and we'd go south. They lived a little way from the corner and go north. We had a long way to walk to school. And I went to high school, I had 3 miles.
Oh, that was even worse.
But I didn't go as well. Sometimes I'd get to ride. And then if it got real bad, I'd stay with my grandma. But I didn't like to stay home. I used to walk home quite a bit.
Took a long time in the cold.
Yeah.
How about you, Esther? What do you remember about Halloween?
Well, I remember one person that liked to play tricks so well, and they played tricks on him while he was out playing tricks. And they'd harness up his cows, and, and of course, always the toilets were put in front of the schoolhouse door. I think that was a usual thing at that time. And I suppose before we could have school, well, the school board, somebody from the school board had to come and take them off.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember that we ever. I never dressed up or anything. I didn't go out for tricks and treats either.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a party at home?
No. No, but there were so many older ones in our school that we were so proud of too. Like she said, there were so many in our room. And in winter, then there were so many there. And they had to sit 3 in a seat sometimes.
Oh, my.
And then in summer, they had to help with the farm work, so there weren't so many going. But I don't remember that I ever went out for tricks and treats.
Did you have a party in school, like Tilly, and make decorations?
I don't think so. I don't remember that we did.
How about when you were teaching?
Oh. That was about the same old story that time. They were always playing tricks on this one that liked to play tricks so well on Halloween.
What else did they do besides harness up his cow?
Oh, let me think.
What did he like to do for tricks?
Well, as I said, I think he had a whole lot to do with putting the toilets in front of
them. That was his trick.
Yeah, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Be interesting to remember what they did to get even, too. Mm-hmm. How about you, Mary? What do you remember about Halloween?
Well, I don't think we had too much fun. We always dressed up. Had masks. person with a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go out among the neighbors and try to identify them.
Yeah.
Who were.
Did you play tricks?
Well, anyway, we had to play a trick and then they tried to get away. But this time it was they had to go over a fence. And wood, you know, board fence. And of course their jacket caught and left hanging on the fence,
oh.
You know. So in time I identified who they were.
Uh-huh.
And so I guess that.
Did you carve pumpkins?
Oh, yes. We did. And I do too.
Did you have homemade costumes that you made different every year?
Oh, no. We just put on some big clothes and all that did fit. You know,
uh-huh.
Others' clothes or whatever, you know. Sometimes, well, I guess sometimes you dressed up men's clothes too, you know.
Sure.
Since I would put that.
What kind of a mask did you have?
Well, we had a modern one.
Those?
You know, homely ones, you know.
Small ones that just covered your eyes,
yeah.
Or your whole face?
Whole face, you know.
Oh, all.
Some of the homely ones.
Yes, the worse the better.
So we did. So that was about it.
Did you have anything special in school?
No, I don't. Remember that. We did.
Remember anything else, Ray, about Halloween when you were a boy? Nope. Right? Well, I'm sure you were a good little boy.
Go around and well, they'd give us a lot to eat, you know, and then we had a lot of fun out of it. But when that came in, why, that dropped everything.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't so long ago.
No, that wasn't long ago.
That spoiled it, didn't it?
That spoiled all the fun. I wasn't in there anymore than I was older.
Mm-hmm.
But you were afraid to let the children go along.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the children were so small, you know, they couldn't defend themselves in there.
You know, so there was some of them get so rough. Dress up in all kind of clothes, you didn't know what they were.
Couldn't recognize them either.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think in the country we had as much fun. My younger brother lived in O'Connor, and he enjoyed the youngsters coming in. He got so much good out of the office, the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever he had left, he brought out to me.
Oh, that's right.
We did get treats. We did.
So I was a lucky one.
Yes, well, I'd always prepare some cookies or something after I got keeping house.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come along and that they didn't, they enjoyed that, but they were out for fun.
Oh,
they
sure.
Go along. It wouldn't bother them much.
Sure.
No. But there is times when they were awful tough there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got sick too on some candy one time.
I know even right now you hear the neighbor. They draw the curtain, shade everything down, don't pay no attention to them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd go away.
Now they have a party at school for them too. It's supposed to bother the neighbors. Put their yard light on.
Yes, they had it.
Over down in
they found out where they could go and everything. They come from all directions, you know, from a long ways, and they'd make a go, keep on going as long as they could. Like I say, as long as the lights are on.
And sometimes it wasn't only kids, it was older ones that came.
Miles and miles they've come. They'd come for that. They'd find another place to go.
I know, an hour.
Special place, you know.
When our children got so big, why, we wouldn't let them eat anything. We warned them all, like, don't you eat anything in the Halloween. He was always afraid they put something in there. Or say,
well, they did.
When your family, you mean?
When my family was growing up.
So that isn't so new, is it?
At one time they put something in there that was a laxative.
Oh,
a number of years ago already.
And that's a dirty trick too, you know.
I guess. Yes.
That's terrible.
And you look at them tough and you would get afraid of it when you'd see them come already.
And it's funny when you have a good thing to carry it out too far.
That's right.
They're living so much as I'm going out in the country, but I'm
going south. Especially when they didn't have that chocolate.
Well, that's right, in town, with more kids and more kids to group together. I think a lot of the country kids came into town for Halloween, like Mary said.
I know now, since I've been keeping house in town here, why, I'd always get ready for Halloween for my dad. I'd get me some candy and I'd get him an apple. And I'd give him the candy and the apple and I'd say, now go, you don't have to come anymore. So they'd go. But they always, they'd even drive with the children in the car and let them go and have their fun and loot. But I was living alone there. I lived alone so long.
I bet you saw a lot of changes from when you were a child at Halloween and when your children were having Halloween or maybe your grandchildren.
Well, it's getting worse out then all the time. Oh, when I was a little girl in there, we'd have fun out of it, make fun out of it. It didn't be so rough in those years like it's getting now. You were really afraid when Halloween come. I'd draw it when I lived there alone. I draw all the shades down already and everything, just have the front door open. And when I'd hear them come already, I'd get their sacks ready and give them their candy and that, and then they'd come. Why, the parents brought them in the cars and they'd let them Halloween and then wait for them. It was awful. I was down there on that 3rd Street. John died in 48, and I kept house till I was 92. So I had enough of Halloween. I don't have no Halloween now.
Well, you have a party here on Halloween, though, won't you?
I don't know.
What will you do here on Halloween?
I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
I see a lot of decorations. Well, you have, maybe you'll have something special to eat.
But I don't make no bother about it now.
I don't remember what they did last year. Did they do anything?
It seems to me they did, but I can't think what it was.
Well, you've been here for years. I'm sure there's no different this year.
They might have had a special supper or something. You know, could be something like that.
Oh, sure.
And we don't remember. We eat all the time and don't remember when a lot.
Well, it's hard to remember one Halloween from the other unless something really special happened, like putting the outhouse in front of the school door. I guess you wouldn't forget that.
No. I know when that happened when I was teaching. When I got there, they were kicked over, and I had to walk back to call one of the school board and tell them. And they said, we'll be right over. by the time we all got back, they were straightened up.
Oh.
The evidence were waiting just to get, just to fool me.
Mm-hmm. So did you have to go back and tell them not to come?
No, they were coming.
Oh, they were coming.
That was the worst.
Oh, that was a trick for everybody, wasn't it?
We lived on the farm, of course, you know. We used to play tricks, you know, that took my dad's big hay rake and set it up on another piece of machinery or something. So yeah. He had a nice job of getting that little hay rake off of there. That was very pleasant.
They usually take buggies and 7 months out to the loop for that.
Yeah, house. Yeah, that's right.
That's how they did that.
I don't know. It
must have been quite a bunch. Oh, how'd they ever get them down?
I don't know. I never heard.
Huh.
So it's funny. I guess that's where it ended. It wasn't very pleasant anymore.
Do they have so much Halloween now?
I don't remember. Like I said, they might have a nice
now,
summer.
Now you don't hear or see so
you
much.
Of have a nice gathering on Halloween.
But I know I used to draw all the shades down and shut all the doors except the front door.
What was I used to have to do something before we had, well, yeah, like you say, treats, you know. They had to play, come along with the instruments, play, you know, have a little band or something, you know. Always with a lot of tin bands and all that, you know.
We had an apple tree in there.
That's what they did.
That big apple tree, and they kept banging the apples on the tree till I called the police to come down. On the back road, I said, you come down in the back road there and you'll see him. And then he come down. Hmm. I don't know why they would do that. I'd tell them, boys, take all the apples you want, but Lee, don't be throwing them at the house.
Hmm. So did you make them merry when they came? Before they got their treat, they had to play old something on their pants? Mm-hmm. Well, that was fun.
Yeah. It was a little different.
Mm-hmm.
That tree had apples every year, and every year I'd say, I'm going to cut that tree down. And I don't believe it's cut down yet.
Mm-hmm.
Every time it got so many nice apples, I said, I can't cut that tree down.
I
had a couple other ones. John always liked apple trees, and he used to plant an apple tree where there was a space. But I had all the rest of them cut down, but that one, I said, every time he go there to go cut it down, oh, I'll leave it another year. I haven't been down to the house since I left now, and I must go down once, see if that tree is there.
See if it's still there. I bet it's got lots of apples now.
Oh, that was so full of apples all the time. The whole neighborhood had apples.
There was a family out.
They were all summer apple duchies.
Mm.
But they were good cook sauce apples.
I don't know if anything to do with the Cease family. Maybe they had, oh, they must have had a neighbor from apple trees. And they couldn't handle them all. They didn't sell them on the market or anything. They lay out there for apple from the beach, you know. So they, people would come on Sundays, you know, out there and pick up sacks and sacks of apples, you know. They knew where to go to get apples.
Mm.
But just think of it, so many that they couldn't take care of them.
Mm. Where was that?
It was out by Alicia.
Mm. I was down on 3rd Street there,
mm-hmm.
Right across from Kreitzer's.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a good Halloween story we had today. Anybody think of anything else they want to say about Halloween?
If they only put chalk on the windows, it wasn't so bad, but they put soap on sometimes, and that was what's worse.
And that was awful.
That was hard to get off again.
Soap, but I know that the schoolhouse would be so soapy outside, it'd be awful.
Who had to clean it?
Well, some of us who could, the teacher.
They never found the one with soap, did they?
She'd go and complain to the officers, and, they had fun. It's good, easy to clean them, they'd tell her, and then she'd go back and clean. Some of the girls would help her.
It was probably Ray that was... Never got any in.
Well, there was Art Kern, did you know him? Art Kern? And John Kern, Tom Kern, and all of those big boys, man, there was a string of them. I said, when that schoolhouse moved away, I said, my goodness, where are they going to put them all? But they found places. And that state school boy over to Tom Collins, one over to Rob's.
The name starts with a B.
We go down to the pond there. There was a pond of ice, and they'd sweep that off.
She'd ring that bell and ring that bell.
We lived right on the edge of the Irish settlement there. We knew so many of those. George Boucher was such a... he could tell such good stories.
Yeah, they were so popular, you know. And they had such a...
And we'd go back to school, you know, and we'd be singing.
She'd be all over her.
Just
accidents with anybody. Because they were so young, it was kind of sad, his family passed on some young vouchers.
What did you mean when you said Irish settlement?
Well, we were right at District 6 was where I went to school, and that was taught by even one of the, they lived right on the hill. And the schoolhouse was down below the hill. And all the rest of us, south of us, were Irish.
Oh. Some of the Irish that are still around?
Well, I don't know how many are around anymore. I haven't been out there now for a long time, but that's where my, who live there now, my brother lived there too. And he took over the farm.
Good memories.
Yeah, I will say now when I go out there, I say, there's
was the
four
Wigan in the bunch?
My grandsons living all
name.
In that.
He was a terror, he would notice where that, and I said, if the schoolhouse was down there, it sure would be a hard one in there.
I don't remember that name at all.
Jim McGuigan. Jim McGuigan. He was noticed for his...
He lived miles. Susan McGuigan.
The schoolhouse, I always say. That's where I got all my education from.
Mary and Kelly.
I guess so.
Well, there wasn't thoughts of separation in high school.
They were way older than me, but I don't remember the names.
They were the real Irish, you know, McGuigan. McGuire's.
McGuigan of the Maloney's.
Yeah. That must be the district.
Haley's and McGuire's and Madden's.
And, yeah. And Boucher's.
Yes, Boucher's.
And Haley's. And how many more?
There were Fates there, but they were, what were they? They were Bohemians, I think.
Who?
Fate.
Oh, Fates?
Yeah, Fates.
Yeah.
I think they were Bohemian.
Yes, I think so. They didn't stand a chance. They didn't stand a chance.
And we had Irish and German all.
Well, I was both. I'm both. I'm German and I'm Irish. I'm Scots and I'm English. So figure me out for
well,
I
Jesse,
am.
You and I are the same. Yeah, I am too.
I think that's what I am too.
Yeah. Everybody's happy.
Yeah. Oh, you have to have nice kids in school.
Wasn't it Leo Bouchard that drowned in the battle? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was Leo. Yeah.
A bridge there, right on, it's covered now on the highway. And Rob Bartles, he'd have a mouth organ. And we'd go down there and we'd dance on that bridge. But in recess, and here this teacher was with the bell.
Oh,
of course. Kate Collins taught there. One year we had a man teacher. 2 years. I don't know where he's living now yet. I'm going to ask someday if I can find out. I forgot what his name was. Tom something. He was good, though. They put him in there.
My mother went to a school teacher by the name of Sheldon.
She was, he was from, I think he was from Changeville there, in there. And when they moved the schoolhouse, everybody thought, oh my, what's going to happen now? And they got along. It was a good thing they moved it to.
I got my old district, I have. My old district, 52 schoolhouse, that is north of my house, my home.
Hmm.
My son bought it and he fixed it up.
What's he doing with it?
Well, he sold it.
40
acres. Mm-hmm.
Did he make a house out of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've been in there 5 years.
Oh. And it was your school?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, district 52.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, most of the old schoolhouses have been made over into homes.
Yeah.
Not a lot of them.
Well, where I went to school is a what's it called? A historical site, Ogden.
Oh.
Down by Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Down by Lake Elysium.
Have you been able to see it?
The little school is setting there in the historical site. They call it that.
Mm-hmm. That's nice if they didn't tear it down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to go back and
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, that my home was situated on Lake Lily, near Lake Lily, and in wintertime we just go across the lake to the school.
Walk across the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What'd you do in the summer when there wasn't any?
Well,
a long
way. I know, no, it wasn't long. It was just at the tip of the lake, you know, just around the tip. Much further around. So that part of that lake was that I had two brothers drowning in there.
Oh.
They were 8 and 10 years old. So, it isn't a good memory of that lake.
I think that's all the time we have today. I hope you all have a happy Halloween. Be interesting to see
what
you do for Halloween.
See what we were like when we were young. We were all alive yet, lots of them were dead.
Didn't anybody ever dunk for apples? You never did?
I never did either.
That must have been an Irish joke.
Must have been.
We tried it. We had some. But None of us did very well.
It's not easy.
No.
It was your mother that was Irish, wasn't it?
Yes. Irish and English and Scotch, yes.
What?
In North Ireland. Yes, that was my mother, my mother's family. Mm-hmm. My grandmother Brown was from North Ireland, and my grandfather Brown was from, I can't think of the place where they do so much decorating on the china and making glass and all of that.
Oh.
It's not near as big as Dublin. Can you remember the name?
All I could think of is Waterford, but I don't know if that's a place.
That's it.
That's it. Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's where he was from.
Oh.
And he left there when he was 16 years old, left on his own. After his mother died, he just couldn't stand it to live up in there, and so he made up his mind he was going to America, where his oldest sister had moved to New York a few years before that. So that's my history.
Oh, I find interesting.
I knew they were brown.
Quite interesting history.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, maybe we'll talk about that next time.
I was lucky enough when I was a youngster to go over to my aunt's, and it was right near Jesse's. And we could always go over there too. I mean the kids.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That just makes it more interesting to think that you were friends out there.
Uh-huh. It sure does.
Well, my parents knew your father for so long, and I remember they'd be home and they'd be saying, well, we met Henry Beck today and they had a terrible long visit. Well, I was along with them with Pa one time, and I thought they were never going to stop talking.
Well, neighbors used to neighbor more than they do now. They never neighbor now. They go way off to neighbors. And that your neighbor was your best friend. My mother and Grandma Arden were just like two sisters. She was sick, she'd go to help her. If she was sick, she'd help her.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
I think neighbors were more neighborly.
They were. They were neighborly. They could go to get anything.
Anything.
And like we girls, if there was somebody sick in the neighborhood, why my mother, you gotta go over and help. Well, you'll get 50 cents a day, $3 a week. That's all you ever got.
You had more money than you have now.
Yeah, yeah. When I tell the kids that, they say, well, what did you, how could you buy? Well, you bought, you, I was well dressed for them. We had a dress for them. We had underclothes way down to the knees, or over the ankles, I should say. To go to school, walk to school like that, you'd be, the boys would make a path and we'd walk behind them. Nowadays they climb in the bus and away they go. I often tell them that you don't know what life is at all, you got sunshine.
Yeah. Mm. If they're that little ones, bigger ones and carry them, they're back.
Mm-hmm. I used to say we could set the clock by when the bus turned around in my driveway. I said if the clock stopped, you could set it by the bus. No. They were always on time.
They were hard, tough times, all right.
Stop. Well, my son helped with his bus driver.